The rest of the choir got cold feet, so it's just the three of us singing today. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Bethesda Lutheran Church here on the fourth Sunday of Advent. It is also, of course, our Cantata Sunday. That's why things look a little different, and we'll get ready for some very hardworking musicians to finally the fruits of our labors, I guess. Yeah, so it should be lovely. We actually had a sort of a dress rehearsal yesterday at ACOTA up in Aiken, and things went well, and it was great to bring some holiday cheer up to those folks. So it's always a good reminder, you know, this time of year, as much as this is a time for family and friends, it's always wonderful to kind of spread some of that joy that we're feeling with others and people that we may not know as well. So, though sometimes we need the most joy when we spend time with our families, but but anyway. All right, of course, we'll start with just a few announcements before we begin. Of course, keep in mind all of our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services in case you would like to attend any of those. They are at 3:30 and 5 p.m. On Monday. So I know somewhere we'd had 5:30, but it's 5 p.m. tomorrow as another option, as well as 3:30. And then on Tuesday, it's at 10 a.m. That's our Christmas Day service, and then there's a potluck dinner afterwards. And then after that, pretty much for the next three or four months or so, we're only going to have one service on Sunday, and that's at 9 a.m. So just keep that in mind for next week. So, and then, of course, we have new fundraising, or as a fundraiser, we're selling some calendars that have pictures and information about the history of Bethesda Lutheran. So those are out now. We got those in. We also got our picture directories in this week. We had all sorts of things come in this week in the mail. So please keep that in mind. I think there probably also is still out in the fellowship hall some different fundraising possibilities if you're looking to give back this holiday season. I think there's a couple options there. Other than that, I think that's our main announcements. Is there anything anyone wants to share? All right, and of course we have coffee hour after service today. But before we begin, we're going to have our lighting of our Advent wreath, and I'll do a prayer as that's being done. So, are our candle lighters ready? Candle lighters! There they are. Okay, I see. Either that or I have to get Jim to pull out his lighter and just kind of... There he is. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, ruler of the universe. In your Son, Emmanuel, you have shown us your light and saved us from the power of sin. Bless us as we light the candles on this wreath. Increase our longing for your presence, that at the celebration of your Son's birth, His Spirit might dwell anew in our midst, for He is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen. Our opening hymn is hymn 239, the very first hymn in the hymnal, 239. Thank you. so roomy up here. Our souls magnify the Lord, and our spirits rejoice in God our Savior.
God has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's servant.
God's mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation.
God has shown strength with God's arm. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts.
God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.
God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty.
Come, for God is doing a new thing. Come, let us worship God. Let us pray. God of our greatest joy,
may the joy we find in you leap within us this day. Give us the imagination to sing your praises in all that we do and in all that we are. For you have done great things for us. Our souls magnify you, and our spirits rejoice in you.
Amen. You may be seated.
Words of hope sustained God's chosen people as they awaited the promised Messiah. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel.
The endless despair of bondage surrounded the children of Israel for generations. Yet they held to the promise that God's chosen one would someday come to set them free, releasing them from the hopelessness of their long, dark night. And so they waited for the morning star to rise.
The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. In accordance with the perfect plan of God, the time came for the Messiah to be born. The angel Gabriel was sent to a virgin named Mary, who was pledged to a man named Joseph. "Do not be afraid," the angel said, "for you have found favor with God. You will bear a child, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High."
An angel also visited Joseph in a dream, in which he was told to take Mary as his wife. "What is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit," the angel said.
All of this took place to fulfill the prophecies of old, for Mary and Joseph had been divinely chosen by God.
Chosen by God. chosen by God. You've been chosen by God. The angel said unto me, you shall raise the Son of the Most High God. He will come to set His people free.
A royal decree was issued by Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone was to return to their own towns to register. So Joseph took Mary, to whom he was pledged, and they traveled to Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, for there had been no room for them in the inn.
This fulfilled the prophecy of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel.
there were shepherds out in the nearby Judean hillsides, keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, the dark night was split open as an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. They were terrified.
But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
A great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and proclaiming, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests."
Where did he come from? Where did he come from? Where did he come from?
And I wonder, who is that singing?
A singing of the story.
Who is that singing?
Angels tell the news.
Who is that singing?
A singing of the glory. They come, come from the glory. Yes, they come. They come from the glory. They come from the glory. They come.
When the angels had left the shepherds and returned to heaven, they said to one another, "We must go to Bethlehem to see this child and all that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they went with haste in search of the newborn Messiah. There they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, who was lying in a manger, just as they had been told.
After they had seen the child, they joyously spread the word about what they had witnessed. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
Thank you.
God's promise had been fulfilled. The light of the world had come. The morning star had risen.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
In him was life, and that life was a light to all people. The light shines in the darkness. The true light that gives light to all people was coming into the world.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life."
I am the root of the offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
Jesus also said, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Christ is born in Bethlehem, the
Let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need, until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. As we wait the coming of Christ, we pray in hope for the church, the world, and all of creation. Faithful Lord, you keep your promises. Move your church to sing like Mary and rejoice like Elizabeth. Teach us to sing of your faithfulness all our days. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Ancient of days, with joy you danced over the waters and birthed creation. Give us joy in caring for the soil beneath us, the water around us, and the sky above us. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Prince of peace, your sacrifice gives abundant life to all. Raise up leaders in every nation whose goals are health and well-being for all people and creation. Grant them wisdom and compassion to serve as you would have them serve. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Good Shepherd, you feed your flock. Fill the hungry with good things. Lift up the lowly. Accompany the refugee. Comfort the lonely. Heal the sick. Send us in haste to surround them with your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Love incarnate, you are with us at the manger, on the cross, and on the resurrection road. Walk with all who live with depression, grief, or heartache in this season. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Good and gracious God, we lift up today the prayers of this community and of around the world. We remember in prayer our member Denny, who is hopefully getting out of the hospital either today or tomorrow. We pray for all those in our community that need your love and support this time of year. We also remember across our country those that are currently working without pay. We pray that our leaders might find the path of peace and compromise. We also pray for the recent news out of Indonesia of the tsunami that has killed at least 200 people. Please be with all those, O God, who are suffering this day in the wake of disasters, whether natural or man-made. And now, O God, we lift up all those other prayers that are on our hearts and in our minds, and we lift them to you now, either out loud or in silence. We also pray, O God, for this opportunity in this holiday season. And we thank you when we are able to spend time with family and friends. We pray for those who may be traveling. And we pray for those who are longing to be with family and friends, but are separated for one reason or another. And for those who perhaps have passed on. Ever-living God, you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you for all who sing now in the heavenly choir, especially those dear to us. Join our voices with theirs in praise of the Christ child. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Confident that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we bring to you these prayers and those unspoken. In the name of Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May God direct your ways in peace, make you abound in love for one another and for all, and strengthen your hearts until the coming of our Lord Jesus. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
And our closing hymn is the First Noel, 300. with you. Thanks be to God.